Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Weekdays at 7:30, I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man!
Well, they say it back. Today, I kind of went with the whole feel-good thing, Cheyenne.
All right.
You know how hard our grocery store workers are working and all the crap that they put up with people being angry that they're out of stock on something or this and that.
Yes.
They're getting yelled at on a regular basis. Why not call them and just say, you know what? We appreciate your work.
Okay. I'm excited. Okay? Yeah.
So here is a grocery store in Idaho.
Outlet, this is Taylor. How may I help you?
Hi, Taylor. Do you guys have any toilet paper in stock?
We do not, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. These are crazy times, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
We definitely appreciate your work. I love you, man.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. I love you.
Bye.
Oh, no, that was a buzz. Okay.
You didn't get an I love you back, but you definitely made her day.
I feel like I did make her day.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of wanted to make her laugh a little bit more. She kind of had with the, you know, and the.
It was a nervous laugh, as well.
Yeah,
what
it was. Usually people laugh out. She kind of was laughing in. It was kind of weird. It was kind of funny. But anyway, here's a grocery store in California.
Thank you for calling. This is Vanessa. May I help you?
Do you guys have any toilet paper in stock?
I'm sorry, we do not.
You don't. That's all right. Gotta figure. But you guys are doing amazing work, and we appreciate all that you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Love you, man. Have a good day.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too. I love you.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Oh!
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, but you see, just those two calls and just being kind to these grocery store workers, it'll make somebody's day.
That was phenomenal.
That is I Love You Man, Camel Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What kind of exercises do lazy people do?
What kind of exercises do lazy people do?
Diddly squats.
Diddly squats. Of course.
It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
If you have a dad joke for Cheyenne, you can text this to us to 22108, which is a great way to get a hold of us. Being that we are self-quarantined in our homes, we don't have the request lines like we normally would if we were in the studio. But we are practicing social distancing and doing everything that the governor has recommended of us, and that is just stay at home.
Yes. So, doing our part.
That's right. Text us to 22108. You can also get a hold of us on social media at facebook.com/camel1079. We have got a special guest with us on, it's like video chat, but we don't have video of him, but he sounds, the audio from Randy Houser sounds amazing. How are you,
Randy? It does.
I'm good. I'm glad it sounds good because I, you know, I can't really, I wish I could see myself and then to know how goofy I look this morning.
There would definitely be photograph evidence. Like, we would take pictures of it,
yeah,
for sure.
Bright and early. We're used to being up this early, so we're kind of put together somewhat, you know, decent for this morning. So
at least from the waist up. It's been the running joke since we started business on top, party on the bottom.
No, I saw the weather, the traffic girl on our news every morning. I'm like, she said, and out there on the I-40, I'm like, and you have on no pants.
So are your newscasters...
By the way, I have on no pants today.
are your newscasters broadcasting from home as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious because she, you know, as you can tell, she's totally done up. You know, her hair's perfect. Makeup's perfect. I know she's in her underwear.
So funny. Speaking of quarantine, you're self-quarantined at home as well, I'm assuming, yeah?
I am, man. We've been... I've been in the house pretty much for 2.5 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
But,
you know, I was really worried because I had been like all over the country just before that. I was in Alaska for 1.5 weeks. And then I traveled through Seattle and I came home. And then a few days later, I went to Las Vegas for 4 days. And so it was like all that, you know, it was like, you know, germs everywhere and casino.
Yeah.
And so I had no, but I was literally, I think, the last show in Vegas. And, so I flew home, and immediately I just separated myself from her because I was like, man, you know, I was kind of worried. So I've been just just home for almost, you know, for 2.5 weeks. I've been, you know, well and healthy, and so plan on keeping it that way.
So you said you flew through Seattle. Did you have any worry or concern about the whole coronavirus? Because that, I mean, they were hit hard up there.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, thinking about, and at that time, we really didn't know how, who all it was affecting that much, and how much it was, you know, we're finding out now that it, you know, it doesn't really choose an age, you know, it's just about your overall health and how your body tends to fight off viruses. So just worried about bringing a 9-month-old, you know, so,
right. Just a little one.
Yeah. So I was quite concerned, and, but we're all good here. We're a little stir crazy. I'm, you know, fortunately for me, when Tatiana got pregnant, I guess about 18 months ago, she, you know, we lived out on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And, so she's from Australia and she didn't really know anybody here. So we bought a house closer to town and I sold all my like farm equipment and all that stuff and built a studio in my basement so I got to have something to do, you know,
right.
Either dig up something or grow something or tear some ground up or make music. So
yeah,
I built a studio. So I've been doing that mostly.
And so during this time of quarantine and you've been making music and Kenny Rogers passed away last week. And so he was a huge influence on your life.
He definitely was. Yeah. I mean, as he was a lot of other people, but you know, when I was, I guess 5 or 6 years old, no, I was 7 years old. The movie Six Pack came out and it was all kids in it. And these kids were like his, pit crew for his race team in this movie called Six Pack. And it was an awesome movie as a kid. And, so I watched that and, you know, just fell in love with Kenny Rogers. You know, that's kind of how I found Kenny Rogers as a kid, you know.
So what was it about this song? Why did you choose this song?
Well, this was the theme song from that movie. It was the first thing. That's where I learned about Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, the name of the song is A Love Will Turn You Around, which we're going to play that here in just a moment. But that is the theme song from the movie.
It is.
Okay.
And, but it was also, it's a very, really, I thought it was very poignant for right now. And it's a very pop, you know, very positive song. And lyrically, it's positive and it's about sort of redemption. And, you know, whenever you, it's about kind of a person that's closed himself off from love and isn't expecting to find anything. And then all of a sudden it's just a message about, it's kind of like that message of when you're not looking is when it finds you, mm-hmm. you know, and it also is about redemption and realizing that, you know, love between people, how moving it is and how it can affect the decisions you make in your life. And whenever you, you know, if you can choose true love and real love, and you know, love's an action, you know, and it's not just a total feeling. It's that thing that you actually have to act on, you know, and choose to love. And it's sort of about that, you know, and it's just a positive message. I thought it was something that I wanted to record.
You know, I gotta tell you, I feel like I just went through a counseling session.
Me too.
Yeah. That was, honestly, I'm kind of on the verge of tears. Like, I was so deep.
Oh, well, it's just, I think the song is, you know, it's just, the song definitely is, you know, it has that effect when you really think about it. And I think that's what I take away from it.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner in Cheyenne, an up-and-comer out of Nashville. On with us this morning, her name is Ingrid Andrus. Hey, Ingrid.
What's up?
How are you?
I am chilling. How are you?
Just chilling. We're doing all right. We're doing the same. We're self-quarantined in our homes. We're all working remotely at this point.
Okay, good. Yes, I'm in a very sanitized studio right now in Nashville.
So aside from being in a studio promoting the new album, which came out on Friday called Ladylike, are you self-quarantining at home or how are you handling the whole thing?
Yes, this is the first time I've ventured out really in like 10 days. So this is exciting for me. What a great adventure.
It's like a whole new world.
It is. I'm like, where am I? Like, there are people outside the windows. This is amazing. But it's been a definitely different change of pace for all of us. So I'm just like, I'm soaking in the alone time and using it to create and write more. I have my keyboard set up in my apartment, and I'm reading a lot and doing puzzles and consuming tequila. it's not been bad, honestly.
I mean, honestly, that sounds like the best way to quarantine.
For sure, no complaints.
Speaking of your apartment, so did your initial apartment get destroyed by the tornado?
It did, yeah. I am currently in a temporary apartment until I can find another place. But obviously, I cannot look right now since it is not safe. It's been a weird month, but, you know, best of times, worst of times.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Usually like that anyway.
Yeah, with the tornado and now the coronavirus. And then of course, your album, Ladylike, came out on Friday. Loving the songs on the album. We got More Hearts Than Mine. I love Ladylike.
Me too.
Very female empowerment and stuff like that. So talk about Ladylike. Where did that song come about and go from there?
Well, I grew up in Colorado. So when I moved to Nashville, I thought Western and Southern were the same thing. I didn't realize there was such a thing as like a Southern belle. And I grew up playing sports, and my parents never really raised me to think that being a girl was like meant anything specific. They kind of just let me be who I wanted to be. So when I got to Nashville, I kept on being told all the time that I wasn't very ladylike, and that how I was acting and whatever was not, you know, what a proper, respectful female should be doing. And it really confused me because I was just like, well, I didn't know I had all these rules I needed to follow. I wish somebody would have told me before I moved here. So I just wrote the song to empower other people to just be okay with who they are and not have to apologize for not fitting into a certain stereotype. I feel like those things are kind of a thing of the past.
Your current single, More Hearts Than Mine, top 10 at country radio right now, which congratulations on that. Also, yes. Congratulations on the ACM New Artist of the Year nomination. How about that?
That's exciting.
Yes. So crazy. I'm still surprised that even happened.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised because your songs really resonate with a lot of people. And totally. I don't think it's any surprise that you're in that category this year.
Thank you.
You just got to wait a little bit longer to find out if you actually win it, right?
I mean, know.
Exactly.
It's horrible, but
just hang on to the nomination a little bit longer.
Yeah, exactly. Ingrid Andress on the phone with us this morning. Ladylike, her new album is out now. Ingrid, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.